speaking from Candle 8, Srimad Bhagavatam Candle 8, Chapter 22, why Maharaj surrenders his life. Text 28. Eshadaranga Daityanam
Eshadaranga Daityanam
Agrani Kirti Vardhanam
Agrani Kirti Vardhanam
Ajayashit Ajayam Mayam
Ajayashit Ajayam Mayam
Siddhanapi Namuyati
Siddhanapi Namuyati
Esham
Esham
Visvali Maharaj
Visvali Maharaj
Dandapadaityanam among the demons and unbelievers.
Agrani,
the foremost devotee.
Kirtivardhanaha,
the most famous. Ajayashit has already surpassed.
Ajayam,
the insurmountable.
Mayam,
material energy.
Siddhan,
being bereft of all material opulences. Api,
although.
Na, Muhyati, is bewildered. Translation in purpose is given place as Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
Translation. Bhai Maharaj has become the most famous among the demons and non-believers. For in spite of being bereft of all material opulences, he is fixed in his devotional service. Purpose. In this verse, the words Siddhan Api Namukhyati are very important. A devotee is sometimes put into adversity while executing devotional service. In adversity, everyone amends and becomes agreed. But by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee, even in the worst condition, can understand that he is going through a severe examination by the Personality of Godhead. Bhai Maharaj passed all such examinations as explained in the following verse. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Mishtada Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tiramiya Namaste Sarasvata Deve Gora Bani Prachadina Mishta Shashya 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 Veshi Krishna Shishanya Prabhu Nadeya Namo Shashya Gara Krishna Sahi Gora Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
interesting idea. At some point I was going downstairs in the pizzeria and there was a class by His Holiness Chandramouli Swami and the Swami that we know that he was listening. And there was a very interesting question, how to balance material and spiritual life. And Maharaj said something which I remember, is that it's very hard because the nature of both energies are to expand. So this is a principle we learn from this story with Vamanadev. Vamanadev is asking for crystals of life, but actually he's asking everything. And how to understand that this energy expands? I was thinking, has anyone done construction work? Everyone almost done. So I have an apartment in Romania which I'm renting. So I didn't do anything for 5 years on that apartment. So I was renting and then the tenant left. And then I was like, okay, let's do something very fast. And then rent it again and that's it. Because it was not, it's such a good shape. And we started, and so I said, okay, it will take like 2 weeks to fix everything. So we were thinking, okay, 2 weeks, yeah, it's this. And then we started doing some things, and doing that, and doing that, and doing that. that, and after 2 weeks, Prabhupada told me, maybe another 2 weeks. So then another 2 weeks passed by, and after 1 month, Prabhupada was looking at that. In 2 weeks, it's finished. Because you have to change the doors, you know, it's these doors, you cannot, broken, you have to change the doors, and you have to put some furniture in the kitchen, and this, and that, and that, you know. And then after 2 more weeks, maybe 2 more weeks to clean up. And, eventually it got to 2 or 3 months, something like this. Of working almost every day, you know, like we were working, it was not that we were sleeping. But every time something else needs to be done, this needs to be done. So this is the nature of the energy which is ever expanding. And this is the nature of both material and spiritual energy. Like we use this principle sometimes in preaching. I have a class about Radha Damodara Party. So their strategy for preaching was that they would go in some city, mostly in the campus, and they would do some Vishnu Jan Maharaj would be singing, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj would find who was interested and talk to them. And then they would propose to these people, yeah, just come and travel with us for 1 week. They didn't say, oh, just surrender everything and just come and travel to us with us for 1 week. Of course, after 1 week they were like 1,000 kilometers away, so it was really even hard to come back. But after 1 week they could say, oh, maybe 1 more week, and then so on and so on, and then these devotees after 50 years they are still in the because this is the nature of the spiritual energy. One more and more and more and more. And what's interesting is that also Maya works in the same way. Maya is also alluring in the same way. Maya is not the same. Of course, I mean, for the beginners in Krishna consciousness, Maya will be like gross things. Okay, let's have a beer. But for someone more advanced, it's not like this. It's just subtle things. Small, pushing, but then... So it starts with the little things which are growing big. There's this classical story of the yogi protecting his underwear. And the devotees in Romania make a really nice play of this. Some parts were really nice. I mean, it was like 5 minutes play. And so in the beginning, this yogi has some pair of underwear. And this rat is chewing on his underwear or trying to steal. There's like variations of this. And then he has to protect his underwear, and so he gets a cat. And then he's peacefully meditating. And then after some time the cat comes and like and then he realizes, oh, I have to feed the cat. And then he gets a cow to give some milk. And then he realizes that the cow needs to be milked. And he gets a wife to milk the cow and to give the milk to the cat, and so the cat will scare away rats, and his underwear is protected. And then after some time, this was really nice in the play. The wife wants some children, so she comes and she's like the ultimate weapon, the tear weapon. And then she's like, what? You don't love me anymore. It was really classy. So, like, what do you want? Oh, a child. Okay. So eventually he's getting his they are making also a child, and the child wants some party, and so on, you know, like they have a big fun, and eventually they realize, oh, I'm not meditating. I did all these complicated things just to chant Hare Krishna. So he just goes away from his underwear. Someone is stealing his underwear, no problem. Yeah. That's it, you know. Whatever. I don't need it so much. And there's a similar story with Narada Muni. Apparently, I don't know if this is Bonatai, but I heard it from some devotees. Narada Muni is with Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And Lord Vishnu and Narada Muni ask, how does, what's this thing with Maya? How does Maya work? And Lord Vishnu says, just a moment, you just go to the river or to the fountain and bring me some a glass of water. So he goes there to the river to bring a glass of water for the Vishnu. Devotional service, of course. And then he sees a young lady who is trying to take some water and carrying some, she wants to get it back, and it looks really heavy. So Narada Muni thinks, I should help her. Well, I mean, it's normal, you know, like you see a lady who's carrying heavy stuff, you want to help her, no? And then he helps her. And then they get to her house, and then he's like, he's putting this down and tries to go. And then her father comes up, and then, you are associating with my daughter. What is this? What's your intentions? So eventually the father somehow he's like, are you serious or not? Are you gonna you are associating with my daughter and very culture? This is, you have to get to marry her. So he's like, she looks wise. So they get married, and then they have children, and all these things, and after like 20, 30 years, there's a big flood, and everything is destroyed, and then Lord Vishnu comes and says, what about my glass of water? So that's in principle how Maya works. You go and get a glass of water, to get a glass of water for Lord Vishnu, for Krishna. And then this happens, and this expands. And then after 20 years later, you're like, I think I was doing something in devotional service. So then this idea about understanding different energy. So sometimes there is this idea how to balance, but it's more, this balance is more like there is a parallel which you have one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat. And you can try to balance for some time. You can do it like. But eventually, these boats will go like this. And you have to choose. So, in the beginning, you can go for some time like this. But eventually, these boats will be apart. And you have to choose. And one way or another. So that's the moment where Maya will test, Krishna will test. And like, okay, what do you want? Okay, you got some prasadam, it's nice, you chanted some Hare Krishna, but what do you want? And Maya is very expert, she will know exactly where to, which buttons to push. Right? Oh, you want this? Okay. Fine. You want this? No problem. So you can see that all the devotees, all the big devotees, they are tested. You see that like Gopa Kumara, when he's going on his journey back to the spiritual world, before getting out of the material world, sex personified comes. And says, just stay a bit, let's enjoy a bit. And Gopa Kumara says, no, no, thank you. I'm going. And there's in devotional service and also in preaching there is some opposition. Some people will come and they will test you if you're serious. Like you go to the this is really fun. You go to the philosophy university and you try to distribute books in front, and then you have this security. I mean, I was going to the security to try to distribute a book to him because it looked nice. Anyway, so he told me, you know, there's this line. They have a line, you know, and this before this line this is university territory, and you cannot distribute books here. But you can go beyond the line, you know. If you go beyond that, it's not my territory, so you can do whatever you like. But you cannot distribute books here in my territory. Of course, next time I came, he wasn't there, so. But there is some opposition, you know. And I was distributing books in the train station here. And I went inside, and I was in a dhoti, and after some time, some staff from there came, like three guys, and they were like approaching me. What are you doing? Well, just stay here, talking to people. No, no, you cannot talk to people here. Okay. No, I mean, I usually don't argue with staff, or security or this because it's their territory. I went to somewhere else. Anyway, there's some opposition. Or like some days ago, we went underground Harinam to train station, and usually we don't go inside. But we said, okay, let's give it a try. Why not? Worst thing that they can do is that they just kick us out. You know? So we were going singing, and we were preparing to go for Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then three security guys come from the other way, and then we're like, Krishna, and just going in the other direction, like this, Hare Krishna. I was just feeling like in Matrix when you have the other agents. Hello, nice to meet you. We're just going anyway, no worries. If you want to stay in devotional service and if you want to preach, there will be some opposition, there will be some tests. So, and there's a few techniques how to deal with tests. One very nice technique is we can learn from Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was really tested. He was tested two times. Once there was this prostitute, and the second time Maya Devi personally came to test him. So the technique Haridas Thakur used was to not say no. He's not saying no. She's just saying later. You know, later. And this is a very good technique how to approach the mind, because the mind is like a small child. If you wait enough, the mind will want something else. So no worries, you know, you just say later, and it's after later it will just forget. So this is a very good technique.
Haridas Thakur is always saying, yes, 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 we will enjoy, no, no problem, of course we will enjoy. But a bit later, I will finish my rounds, and then later. And then he doesn't finish his rounds, which is also... And then we can enjoy, yes, 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 of course, but later, later. So this is a very good technique we can learn. On how to postpone everything, you know, like the mind has some interesting ideas, okay, later, now I'm doing this, later, 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 later. So this is one technique. And another interesting story about is from there's a story about Yudhishthir Maharaj. So one day Krishna comes and Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he asks. His mother Kunti was she had this blessing that she will remain young. So she was looking really young. She was his mother, but she was looking really, really young. And then Krishna comes to Yudhishthir Maharaj and he asks, look, Yudhishthir Maharaj, just look at your mother. Is she attractive? Yes, she's very attractive. And do you sometimes feel attracted? I said, Yudhishthir Maharaj never lied except that time. So he said, yes, sometimes I feel attractive. And what do you do when you feel attractive? Nothing. I just don't do anything. So that's the technique. You have this desire, and what do you do? Nothing. Sometimes we have this idea that this is my desires and I have to fulfill them. But no. These desires come up. Okay, thank you for coming, Hare Krishna. You don't have to. Don't have to act on these desires. Like there's this verse in Bhagavad Gita: Puri Manam Acharya Pratishtam Samudra Mapantam Vishanti Tadvatiyam Samshanti Mapnoti Nakama Kami. And this Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of this of this verse, says that the important part in this verse is this kama kami. And he says, okay, this doesn't mean that you don't have desires, but it doesn't. You don't have to fulfill your desires. Just let them go. Okay, this desire is coming up. Okay, welcome. That's it. And this is the secret on helps us get away from many problems. If we just do this, then we are free from so many problems. Just, we don't have to do this to fulfill our desires. Because material desires will never end. And there was a nice Atma Tattva Prabhu was telling about his interaction with Srila Prabhupada, and he had some infection, and Srila Prabhupada used this for in next class or and he said this material world is like an infection. You scratch and you feel some pleasure, and you scratch again and you feel less pleasure, and you scratch some more and then blood comes out. So that's how material world is functioning. You scratch, you feel some pleasure, and then less and less pleasure, and then so this is the secret. You have also many Shastric references for this, like You have this famous verse from Shikshashtaka, which says, what's the secret of always chanting Hare Krishna? Be tolerant. Very tolerant. Tolerant, humble. Don't ask for respect or for respect to everyone. So this is the secret. This is something that really makes our life simple. We just, whenever we get some material desires, we just. And the trick is how to learn how not to scratch. You feel an itch, okay, and you're like. So that's what we learn from these very advanced devotees. They are put in lots of difficult situations, and then they just tolerate. And of course, this tolerance that is not just tolerance, it's not just something negative. It's tolerance because we are serving Krishna. Yeah, just tolerate and continue chanting Hare Krishna. Continue doing your service. Continue, and this will solve many of our problems. So many of our problems, because as soon as you start negotiating with Maya, yes, Maya will not say, "Oh, now this is enough." Like you gave me this and it's enough. She will always like, "Oh, you gave me this. Okay, how about this? Why not give this also?" Then after renovating this apartment, I got a tenant, Mataji, and I somehow knew her, and she was a bit spiritually attractive, so she would always be saying, "Oh, this apartment is so nice, but this needs to some improvement." And I was always saying, "Yeah, just sit down and do some meditation, you know, yoga, so on." And she was like, no, yes, this, but this we have to fix." And then it's always after you fix it, you're like, so the actual technique we can learn is just tolerate. Don't scratch. Let it there and continue chanting Hare Krishna.